Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. Who is the Lord Jesus? Maybe you've heard what others have said about him, but what do you really think about Jesus? Even after following the Lord Jesus closely for 3 years, still, some of his disciples weren't sure about the Lord Jesus. One day, Jesus asked them, "Whom do people say that I am?" They answered, "Oh, some say you're John the Baptist. Others say you're Elijah or Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." Now, boys and girls, you will remember from our last lessons that Elisha was a prophet of God, and he had gone to heaven in a whirlwind. Now, the Lord Jesus was on earth about 900 years later, but people thought perhaps he was Elijah come back to life. Of course, Jesus was not Elijah or any of the other prophets. Then Jesus asked his disciples, "Whom do you say that I am?" That was a harder question for most of the disciples to answer. But Matthew 17:16 tells us, Peter boldly answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Was Peter right? Yes, Peter was right. Jesus told them that the Father in heaven had revealed that answer to Peter, for Jesus is indeed the Son of God. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, you also know He is the perfect Son of God. God's Word says that we are to honor and obey God's Son as our Lord, which means our Master. In Matthew 28:18, Jesus says, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Do you, as God's child, truly honor and obey the Lord Jesus, God's Son? Do you tell others about Him? If you know the Lord Jesus, don't be ashamed to tell others Jesus is the Son of God. Peter was not ashamed to confess that Jesus is the Son of the living God. About 6 to 8 days after this, Jesus took his 3 closest followers, Peter, James, and John, up into a high mountain. Jesus went apart from them to pray, and Peter and James and John also began to pray. But Luke 9:32 tells us, "But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep." As the disciples slept, an amazing thing happened. Suddenly, the face of the Lord Jesus began to shine as the sun, and his clothes became very white and radiating with a brilliant shining light. What was happening? Even though Jesus was still here on earth, Jesus was being changed into his heavenly glory. Revelation 21:23 tells us that there will be no need of a sun or moon in the city of heaven, because Jesus in his glory will shine with such great brightness in heaven. That day on the mountain, as Jesus began to change, suddenly there appeared with him 2 men, Moses and Elijah. How could this be possible? Moses had been dead for about 1,400 years. And you'll remember that Elijah had been taken to heaven in a whirlwind, and that had been 900 years ago. Where had Moses and Elijah been all this time? In heaven, with the Lord Jesus. Heaven is God's wonderful forever home, where no one ever dies or grows older. God, who created everything, including you, also made heaven. He made it not only for his home, but he loves you and he wants it to be your forever home. Because God is perfectly pure and holy, there can be no sin to spoil heaven. It's a perfectly beautiful place, full of love and joy and safety. Moses and Elijah had been enjoying heaven all these years. They weren't growing older. They weren't dead. They were enjoying heaven all these years. But God had sent them down to earth to talk to our Lord Jesus. What do you suppose they were talking about? Perhaps about the wonderful miracle of when God opened up the Red Sea and Moses led the people of Israel across on dry land? No. Maybe they were talking about when Elijah went to heaven in a whirlwind. No. Luke 9:31 tells us what Moses and Elijah had come down from heaven to talk to Jesus about. It says they spoke of Jesus' death, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. They were talking about the most important event of all time, when the Lord Jesus would die on the cross and take our punishment for sin. It was the very reason Jesus had left Moses and Elijah and all the other believers in heaven and come down to earth. Jesus' name meant, "For he shall save his people from their sins." Sin is the biggest problem in the world. You remember that sin is breaking God's laws, whether it's thinking or saying or doing wrong. God says we've all sinned, whether it's great big grown-up sin of cheating on our income tax, whether it's a little boy or little girl sin of disobeying mommy and daddy, or being mean to our brothers and sisters, cheating, wanting our own way. God says we've all sinned. And he says in Ezekiel 18:4, "The soul that sins, it shall die." God is speaking of a forever death, being separated from him in his wonderful heaven. Every person in the world is born in a helpless condition with a sin nature that causes us to be lost from God. Can you understand why you need a Savior from sin more than you need anything else? Why it's your biggest problem in the world? Well, God saw our need. He saw our problem. And in his great love, he sent his own beloved son to meet that greatest need. Moses and Elijah had come down from heaven to talk to Jesus about how he was going to meet that need. To save us from our sin meant Jesus would have to die. And he knew that. Because of his great love for us, Jesus was willing to be hated and cursed and spit on, then beaten and nailed to a wooden cross. Even before any of his disciples knew, Jesus knew he was going to die, give his precious blood for us. In John 15:13, Jesus told why he was willing to die for us. "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." As Jesus talked with Moses and Elijah about his coming death, suddenly Peter, James, and John woke up. Luke 9:32 says, "And when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him." And they recognized those two men, even though they'd never seen them before. Can you imagine their surprise? The Bible says they were not only surprised, but Peter, James, and John were also very afraid. Peter, not really knowing what he should say, spoke, "Master, it's good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles." That means places of worship. "One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But while he was speaking, a cloud came over them, and they heard a voice coming out of the cloud. "This is my beloved son. Hear him." Who was that speaking? Well, it was God, and he was rebuking Peter. You see, God wants us to worship the Lord Jesus only, not Moses or Elijah or anyone else. Today, many people worship and pray to Mary or St. John or Peter or others. Now, they were people who obeyed God, and they were godly people, but is God pleased when we worship those people? No, he's not, boys and girls, because there is only one who is the Son of God, only one who loved us and gave his life for us, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. God's word says this, "God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Philippians 2:9-11. If you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, don't be ashamed to confess or to tell others that He's the Son of God and that He is your Lord. As a child of God, serve and obey your Lord every day and tell others about Him. Think about how Jesus loved and served you when He was here by giving His life. And remember, He saved you to serve Him and to tell others about Him. When we get to heaven and see all the wonderful things He's prepared for us, it will be worth anything we have to suffer here. Anything, even death. Anything we have to suffer here on earth. As we enjoy heaven forever, surely we'll be so glad we were not ashamed to tell others of the Lord Jesus while we were on earth. Peter, James, and John had the privilege of seeing a little bit of heaven's glory on the mountain that day, and God reminded them to keep their eyes on Jesus only, to listen to Him. When God lifted that cloud from the three disciples, they looked around and Moses and Elijah were gone. There was only Jesus, and the shining glory was gone. Then Jesus led them back down the mountain to join the other disciples and go on with their work. Jesus told them not to share what they had seen on the mountain that day, to keep it a secret until after He had risen from the dead. The disciples did not understand what Jesus meant about rising from the dead, but you and I understand. We know that it would be just a short time later that Jesus would go to the cross to die for our sin, and 3 days after, He would rise from the dead. Now where's the Lord Jesus? Well, He's in heaven at the right hand of God the Father. Can we say our Bible memory verse for today, John 3:35? The Father loves the Son and has given all things into His hand. If you've never believed in the Lord Jesus, can you see you need to do that right now? The next verse, John 3:36, says, He that believes on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath or the anger and punishment of God abides, that means stays, on Him. The anger or punishment of sin must be on you unless you tell the Lord Jesus you are believing on Him and you ask Him to save you. If you want to tell the Lord Jesus you're believing on Him today, go now to How to Be a Child of God and follow the steps. If you've already believed on the Lord Jesus, are you obeying and telling others about Him? Never be ashamed to tell others that Jesus is the Son of God and that He is your Lord. But telling others about Jesus means that you really need to be believing and obeying God's word daily. Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Ask God to help you obey and tell others. Ask Him to show you two people to whom you should speak about the Lord Jesus this very week. Why not tell them about this program and how they can find it? Now, in closing, let me ask you, where is the prophet Elijah today? Well, he's still enjoying heaven after about 3,000 years, and he will be there forever. In fact, if you know the Lord Jesus, you will get to meet Elijah someday. Right now, you can be sure he would urge you to serve the Lord Jesus faithfully and tell others about him, for your reward in heaven will surely be great, and it will be forever. That's all for story time today, boys and girls, but don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.